I'm speaking here with Vincent Zerzolo. Why don't you tell us what you do, Vincent?
Okay. Hi, David. My name is Vincent Zerzolo. I'm the owner of MetropolisComics.com and ComicConnect.com. I should say co-owner with my partner, Stephen Fischler.
So I just came here for the first time because Daniel knew I'd be in town and thought I'd find everything here extremely cool, which I do. Tell us about some of the most significant items that you have in your collection.
Well, first of all, thanks so much for coming down. I really do appreciate it. Just to give you a little bit of a background on Metropolis and Comic Connect, my partner Steven and I have been partners for 11 years. We both have well over 20 years of experience each in the comic book business. We're the largest dealers of vintage comic books in the world. We have an inventory of over 150,000 pre-1975 comic books available for sale on our website, MetropolisComics.com. About 3 years ago, we started ComicConnect.com to give us an inroad into the online auction business, which obviously, seeing how successful eBay was and some of our competitors, we decided this would be a really great route to go. The first year was pretty slow, but believe it or not, the last 2 years have been incredible. We hit a world record last year in March of 2009 with the sale of an Action Comics number one, which is the first appearance of Superman, and a 6.0 condition for $317,200. That was at the bottom, the worst part of the recession. God knows if the market was good, if the economy was better back then, God knows what we would have hit.
Yeah, this year, got ripped off.
this year we hit another world record. In February, we sold an 8.0 Action Comics number one, which was the second highest graded copy, for $1 million, which was a world record at the time. Within a month, we sold again an 8.5.
And just so people know, the eight point something, those values represent the condition of the comic, right?
Those are grades, yes. Those are conditions on a scale of 1 through 10. The 10-point grading scale is something my partner Stephen Fischler created. It's used throughout the industry around the world. Anybody who's buying or selling comic books will refer to their comic books in that 8.0, 4.0, that number grade. Whereas before it was mostly a nomenclature grade, grading from fair, poor, good, very good, fine, near mint, things like that. So nonetheless, we sold the highest graded copy of Action Comics number one in March of this year for $1.5 million, and that was an 8.5 condition book. That is the world record, and I don't see that being topped anytime soon.
Congratulations, sir.
Thank you very much. Thanks. So in terms of our gallery, our showroom, once again, thank you for coming down here. Really do appreciate it.
It's amazing.
What we have hanging in our showroom, we have a myriad number of original pieces of comic book art, memorabilia, and one of the finest Universal Monster movie poster collections in the world, including the Frankenstein six sheet, which is a one-of-a-kind poster. It is the holy grail of holy grails when it comes to movie posters. As you can see, we also have Invisible Man, Phantom of the Opera, Dracula, even Abbott and Costello Meets Frankenstein.
So how did you come to acquire some of these?
Well, the artwork and posters are pieces that have been acquired through personal purchases from one collector to another. We are dealers, but we are also collectors. Through auctions, through customers we've sold things to in the past, from dealer to dealer we've bought things. So it runs the gamut. You have people who find stuff in their attic and give you a call and say, hey, I got this piece of original art I just found.
And you're like, oh, yeah, that's worth 25 cents. And they'll be like, yeah, sure, okay. And then you're like...
And all joking aside, everybody loves to get a great deal.
Right.
But people come to us mostly because they know we pay really top dollar on things. You can't have a Manhattan address if you're buying stuff at 25 cents on the dollar.
I understand, but
I want your listeners to understand that. Absolutely. Everybody loves to get a good deal. And I'd be, you know, like Pinocchio with my nose growing 20 feet out of my head if I said to you, we never got great deals. We do. Yeah. But on the for the rare types of pieces that we have here, you really do have to pay a king's ransom to get them.
Can you tell me about one particular... You told me about some of your greatest sales. Can you tell me about one purchasing experience that was particularly...
Okay. I can
like
share...
Something that where you're like, oh, man, you know, when I get a deal... on like a computer mouse, I'm like, yes. So what's like for you? What is it?
Let me give you a story that's it means a lot to me. Back right after 9/11 in 2001, being a New Yorker, I was born and raised in New York City. I was devastated by the events of 9/11, and I had an opportunity. There was an auction in Long Island, and one of my favorite movies when I was a kid was King Kong. And my partner also is a huge King Kong fan. And if anybody remembers the Dino De Laurentiis remake back in 1976, there's a clear-cut vision of what that monster looked like. And what came up for sale at this auction was the original painting for the movie poster, for the lunchboxes, for you name it. It was King Kong on the Twin Towers. And
oh, wow.
That piece came up for sale, and I remember just seeing it, got choked up. And I remember that movie, I was 5 years old again. You know, it was just really this moment. And I went out to the auction, and I'll never forget, the auction on the piece started, and I had a lump in my throat, and the bidding started, and it went back and forth, and there was a bunch of guys in the room bidding, and there were a couple people on the phone. I didn't place a bid. I just sat there and waited. And one guy dropped out in the room, another guy dropped out on the phone, and it came down between two guys, one guy on the phone and one guy in the room. And the guy in the room dropped out, and that's when I started doing it. I just hit it and hit it and hit it. I ended up getting that piece for what I considered a fair price. I was ready to go double what I ended up buying it for. Right now, I'd probably guesstimate that piece is worth somewhere around $75,000. And if I tell you I paid a fraction of that, it's absolutely true. At the time, I thought it was a good deal, not a great deal. It was okay. But then as I saw how many people recognized this piece and how important it was also in their childhood, I realized this was a great piece. And I actually turned down offers of $50,000 already on the piece. It's wow. It's extraordinary. It really is a beautiful painting. The painter, his name is Berkey. He was notorious for being able to paint very quickly, and he did this in a very short period of time, I think a day or two, and it's monumental.
Amazing. Well, congratulations on that.
Thank
piece,
you,
sir.
Thank you.
Right there. Wow. I'll take a photo of it.
Yeah.
I wish people, you know, who listen to this and are probably film nerds had the opportunity to see the. Brilliance on display. But why don't you tell people how they can...
If you go to our website, metropoliscomics.com, we do have an art gallery section on the lower left-hand side of the homepage. If you click on that, you can see a lot of the great pieces of art that we have here. If you're a serious comic book collector, you're more than welcome to make an appointment. We are not a retail store. We're, as you can see, it's a showroom, and we have a mail order company. We predominantly do mail order, internet sales, conventions, and private sales here at our office. So if anybody that's listening would ever like to make an appointment to come in the United States, you can call us toll-free at 800-229-METRO, and you can try to set up an appointment. If I'm around, I'd be more than happy to give you a personal tour of the showroom. We have Houdini memorabilia from the Batman TV show from the 60s, one-of-a-kind original comic art that will knock your socks off. If you're into comic books, you will be very impressed. We have, I'd say, probably... three of the marquee pieces we have in the office. We have the cover to House of Secrets 92, which is the first Swamp Thing by Bernie Wrightson, which is an extremely important piece from the 1970s. We have the Flash number 123 cover. This is the meeting of the Flash of Two Worlds. This is where the first time a Silver Age character met a Golden Age character in DC, and that is possibly the most important existing piece of Silver Age art around. Also have a beautiful cover by Frank Frazetta, who recently passed on, from Famous Funnies. It's issue number 215. This was on his run from 209 to 216, which was the Buck Rogers story that he did. And the piece I have is, it's extraordinary. It's a beautiful piece of art. I think one day we'll be hanging in a major museum.
Well, that all sounds awesome. Vincent from Metropolis Comics, thanks so much for speaking with me today.
My pleasure.